From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The California Farm Bureau Federation supports U.S. Representative Jim Costa seeking chairmanship of the House Ag Committee, pointing out there hasn't been a California Ag Committee chair since 1867. Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansson says California is the largest and most diverse ag state in the nation, and given Costa's decades of experience, we believe he's the right person to lead. A Democrat from Fresno, Costa is a third-generation farmer from the heart of California farm and ranch country. USDA projections for changes in nominal U.S. farm prices between 2020 and 2030 indicate a mixed outlook shaped by the expected recovery in U.S. and global demand, continued export competition, and market conditions in 2020. AgriMarketing.com reports the strongest gains are projected for wheat and cotton. Wheat prices are projected to rise as domestic and export demand begins to outpace domestic production, while higher cotton prices are driven by a projected recovery in export demand. A reminder that applications for the USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2 are due December 11th. According to PotatoCountry.com, CFAP 2 will provide an additional $14 billion for ag producers facing market disruptions and costs due to the government-imposed food service disruptions due to COVID-19. For specialty crop growers, including potato growers, CFAP 2 payment calculations will be based on their 2019 sales. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.